Morning. And all churches today, we come together and we in worship and celebration, and we remember what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And it's a wonderful time to celebrate his resurrection, his death, and what he did for us. And I just want to read a little bit from John 3:16. The love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life. The Bible tells us that the love of God is the love that took him to the cross, that gave us his Son for us to have eternal life. But why was it so important and was it so wonderful that he gave his love for us, he gave his life for us on the cross? Why was it that he decided that he wanted to send his Son so that we will be saved? One of the things that we hear a lot in this time of celebration or in this time of Easter, For example, on Friday, we think of his death, we think of what he did for us, we think of him going on the cross, and it can be a very sad thing, but his love did that for us and took him to the grave. When the thing that happened on the cross is so wonderful, it's the sanctification that he did for us. He sanctified us. And he brought us into purification. He cleanses us from sin. I have some verses that I'd like to read to you because it's easier to understand what he did on the cross. The first thing that he did is he sanctified us with his blood. In Isaiah, in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool." And that's the first thing the blood does for us. The blood of Jesus is a blood that purifies. It's different than any other blood. It's different than any sacrifice that he did, that anybody did. I love this one in John chapter 2 John verse 1 verse 9. "If you confess your sins," or if we confess our sins, "he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In Hebrews 9:14, "How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" And this is the thing, the blood sanctifies us and purifies us because of the works that he wants us to do. We cannot do and serve God without being purified. And when we understand what the blood has done for us, the purification and the cleansing, we will know that when we're living our life, we can be free from any blame, from any sin, and from anything that is stopping us to serve him. I would like to read another verse, if you bear with me. Hebrews 10:10, it says, "And by that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." The Lord, when he died on the cross, his body was given, not just his blood. And because of his body, we have been sanctified through him, and it's just once. We have this idea, we think that every day we have to sanctify ourselves. Actually, the Lord has done it once and for all, and if we allow him to come and cleanse us, we don't have to do that every day. We just have to celebrate him and enjoy what he did for us and know that we are sanctified and purified. The other thing that the blood does is deliverance. God delivered us. Jesus, when he died on the cross, he delivered us from sickness, from disease, not just from sin, but from every thing that has a hold on us. He gave us freedom. In John 10:9-11, it says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it into the full. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down for his life for his sheep." And that's what Jesus did to deliver us. He had to put himself first so that we can be delivered. In Psalm 34:17, it says, "The righteous cries out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." You know, if some of you here, all of us in life, we have troubles. If any of you here has troubles, you know, the Bible says if we call unto the Lord, he will deliver us. He will take us out and pull us out from all of our problems and our troubles. But we have to do it. We have to allow him to come and believe that what he did on the cross, he delivered us from that. The third thing that the blood does is the redemption. Jesus redeemed us. If you ever buy something or have a voucher to get back what belongs to you, it's the same what Jesus did. He sort of paid a price for us. He paid his life so that he can redeem us and bring us back to him. And the redemption is actually, it's to do with the grace of God. You know, when you understand how gracious God is, he loves us so much. He, with his redemption, he redeemed us. It says in the Bible that we were bought with a precious blood. God paid a price for every single one of us, that he can buy us again, he can redeem us. And that's what his blood did for us on the cross. He redeemed us and brought redemption. Basically, Jesus took us back from the enemy. And I hear sometimes people say, this life is very dark, it's very difficult, it's difficult to live, it's very hard. And I do believe that when we are redeemed, we don't have to live a hard life, we don't have to be living in difficulty. The Bible promises us that we are redeemed. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood." So the blood of Jesus made redemption for us, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. God's grace brought redemption. In Colossians, the first chapter, verse 13 to 14, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." When Jesus redeemed us, we have been transformed. We have gone from one place, which is a dark place, to the light. We no longer belong to the devil. We no longer live in the dark. In Hebrews 9:12, and I will finish with this one, it says, "And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." Through his blood we have been redeemed. I'd like you to take just a moment, if all of us can take just 1 minute, to close your eyes and speak to the Lord and meditate for 1 minute on what he did for us, what his blood did for us on the cross. He has purified us from sin. We don't have to feel guilty and shame. He has delivered us from the enemy. He delivered us from sickness, depression, anxiety, loneliness. He sanctified us and brought us into a place of peace. And he redeemed us. We belong to the Lord. And I really believe that God is interested in the state of our hearts. We are all human. One day, all of us in this room are going to die. And the decision that we make today to follow God, to understand what he did for us and accept him and say to him, Lord, I understand that you did all this just because you love me so much and you care for me and you want me to have eternal life. Jesus said, if any man believes in me, he shall have eternal life. And it's a promise that we all look forward to as Christians, knowing that Jesus got resurrected. The resurrection is he raised us up. You know, one day we will know that we are with him. We're going to live for eternity in heaven. And that's our promise as Christians. That's the promise Jesus gave. I just want you to take the moment and just give your heart to the Lord. Open your heart. You know, God is a loving Father. He loves us so much. And his heart for us is for us to be completely saved, delivered, and sanctified and purified. But we don't have to do anything. He's done it all. All you have to do is invite him and ask him to come in and say, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my thoughts. I give you my emotions. I give you everything. My whole life is yours, and I want to follow you. And let him work in your heart. Let him work in your life. Give him the honor to do that. You know, when Jesus comes, it changes everything. As a child, I was raised in church. As long as I remember, all my life I was raised in church. I knew a lot about the Bible. I sang all the hymns and songs that anybody... I was in a choir, and, you know, and it's so easy to think and know, oh, well, I know what everything about Christianity, but something was missing. I was doing all the good things and the right things, and the thing that was missing is Jesus in my life and his Holy Spirit. And I don't want you to miss this moment, because when Jesus comes into your heart, he lives inside of you, you become a new person. And all the old will go away and you become new. And your life will be changed, you know. I used to get very sick and I nearly died twice in my life. I had so many problems as a child because I didn't have the Lord. But once I gave my life to him, he started coming and changing me from inside out. And this is a great chance for us to say to the Lord, I want you, come and live inside of me. Come and cleanse me and purify me and be my Lord, be my Savior, be my Deliverer, be my Redeemer. We sing all these songs, you know, but it's wonderful when we actually live and our life becomes what we sing and what we believe in. So let's just pray. I'll lead you into prayer. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we thank you that you have given your life and yourself for us as a sacrifice once and for all. And your blood was shed for us to redeem us from all evil. Lord, we give you our hearts, we give you our thoughts today, we give you our emotions, and we ask you to come in and to cleanse us and sanctify us and deliver us and redeem us, Lord. We thank you for the work that you have done, and we receive your Spirit, Lord. We receive your Spirit in Jesus' name. Just saying that, I have, there is somebody here who has been battling depression and anxiety, and the Lord wants to free you from that. If you know who you are, just talk to him and let him lift this anxiety and depression from you. He is here to do that. He wants you to be free. There's also a person who has been battling sickness and illness, physical illness, and it's been a very big struggle for them. And the Lord wants to heal you from illness. He wants to heal you from disease. God is our healer, and his blood heals us. And when we ask him, it says in the Bible, ask anything in my name and it will be given to you. And if you ask him to come and heal you, his hand is on you. He wants you to be well. He wants you to be healed. So Lord, we just declare your kindness and goodness and graciousness over the congregation. We declare that your healing and deliverance is here with us, Lord. And we thank you for the work that you did on the cross. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Just in a moment in quiet, shall we, to allow all that Sam has shared with us to sink into our hearts. I'm just going to say a prayer, and if you'd like to just repeat the lines after me, just in your hearts, that would be good. So Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died for me on the cross. It was your great love for me that took you there. Lord, I thank you that your blood has cleansed me, has redeemed me, has restored me. I receive you into my heart. And I say to you, Lord Jesus, be my Lord. And I pray this in your holy name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, Christ has risen. Easter egg hunts, meeting with family and friends, the anticipation of a fan-packed day. Children waking this morning, looking forward to their Easter eggs. Spring in the air, lambs in the field, flowers in bud, birds singing. The birth of new life. How different it must have been for Mary when she left home that morning, and when she woke and went to the tomb that Easter morn to find it open and Jesus gone. What sadness she must have felt. No anticipation of a happy day. Then the joy she must have had finding out that Jesus was alive. Her joy gives hope to the world that even when things are dark, your resurrection brings light to the darkness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our community and surrounding villages, the children at the school who have just started their Easter holidays. May their visit to the church on Maundy Thursday spark some seeds of wanting more. We pray for the week. We pray for the work that Richard and Gavin are doing with the young people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our nation, for our Queen and all that serve her. Let us remember those that have died, standing up for their faith. Let us pray for peace in this troubled world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those that are sick, both in mind and body, the people we know and love, and those that are known only unto you. Strengthen those that care for them and for all carers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we ask you to be with those who are grieving over a lost one, that your resurrection will give comfort, that we will see our loved ones again. Lord, death could not hold you, and because of your resurrection, we can live again. Lord, in your mercy, rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves and the whole creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.